"He will still be a boy," said Sir Roderick, "and hard-pressed to hold his lands against the likes of Moore's Umber or this bastard of Bruce Bolton's. We must think on this carefully. Rob should have our best counsel before he makes his decision." "It may come down to practicalities," said Maister Lewin, "which lord he most needs to court. The Riverlands are part of his realm. He may wish to cement the alliance by wedding Lady Hornwood to one of the Lords of the Trident, a Blackwood, perhaps, or a Frey."
"Lady Hornwood can have one of our Freys," said Bran. "She can have both of them if she likes."
"You are not kind, my prince," Sir Roderick chided gently.
"Neither are the Walders." Scarling, Bran stared down at the table and said nothing. In the days that followed, ravens arrived from other lordly houses bearing regrets. The bastard of the dread fort would not be joining them. The Mormonts and Carstarks had all gone south with Rob. Lord Locke was too old to dare the journey. Lady Flint was heavy with child. There was sickness at Widow's Watch. Finally, all of the principal vassals of House Stark had been heard from, save for Harlan Reed, the Crannock man, who had not set foot outside his swamps for many a year, and the Serwins, whose castle lay half a day's ride from Winterfell.